You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Hey, pleasant good afternoon, and welcome in to a Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. As we come your way from our studios here in the Southwest Side, Ben on the other side of the glass, Mark Dukes across the way, Scott Unash with you. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at dupaco.com and learn how you can boost your financial well-being. You can also find out more about them by going to our website at kgymradio.com. Great show coming up for you. We will talk with Cole Bear, covers the UNI Panthers for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. UNI getting ready to start the season, as all of the college football teams in the state of Iowa and around the country are. So we will find the lowdown on Mark Farley and the Panthers as they get ready for the Missouri Valley Conference football season. We will also talk about the windfall that came the Big Ten's way today. Much anticipated, much talked about, and now it is official. We will discuss that, get you afternoon baseball today as well, and a whole lot more. Great to have you aboard on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker as well. As we take you through the 3 o'clock hour, love to interact with you, 319-366-1600. That is a text line. That is a phone line as well, 319-366-1600, as we are now 1 week away from the, I guess, official week one start of the high school football season, a couple weeks away from the earnestly starting college football season, although there'll be a handful of games coming up next week. But week two of the NFL preseason starts up tonight. Mark, you are Chicago Bears. Good afternoon to you, by the way.
Good afternoon to you and everyone out there.
Your Chicago Bears in action against the Seattle Seahawks tonight.
Go fourth string.
Well, this is the week you get a little bit more.
Well, they've announced that because of the short turnaround between game one and two, they've announced in Bears camp that the starters will only get 8 or 10 snaps.
That's it. So they're looking at week three?
That's at Cleveland, yep.
That's what they're looking at to get some more work.
Apparently so. We'll see tonight which team wins tonight. That's our poll question at KGYMRadio.com, the Seahawks or the Bears. Thanks to Steve Anderson and his team, Highway 1 West in Iowa City. That's where you can find Hawkeye Title and Settlement.
Yeah, it's preseason. I mean, it doesn't mean a whole lot. But, you know, you'd like to see your team get a victory, get a little confidence going. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, like week one when the Bears beat the Chiefs, right? Yeah.
Sure. Well, the second half.
Splitting hairs there, man. But you're right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, hey, you get a national TV audience tonight, right? So everybody can see exactly the 8 snaps for Justin Fields. Maybe if they get 2 or 3 first downs in the first series, that's all you're going to see for the Bears offense, the first teamers out there. So, yeah, it's still football. Like I said, it's still football. I love it. And sign me up, especially with the White Sox down 10-0.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard Spencer on sports. Spencer had a great stat about shutouts in baseball. I think he said 14% of games have been team shutouts, not individual shutouts. There was another one today, a final. We'll get to that on the scoreboard. And a couple more in the works. Well, that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, it was. I would agree with you on that. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Thank you for joining us here on this Thursday. Of course, the big news today, the rumored big deal with the Big Ten, their media rights package for the next, 8 years, came to fruition this morning. At just past 9 o'clock, it was announced by Kevin Warren in the Big Ten Conference that the Big Ten schools are going to be They're going to be swimming in it. Not that they weren't before, Mark, but they're really going to be swimming in it and could be swimming in it even more if more teams are added to the Big Ten Conference, which everybody and their uncle believes is going to be the case over the next couple of years. But you are now going to see, starting in 2023, a Big Ten triple header with Fox, CBS, and NBC. Yes, Big Ten Saturday night is coming in 2023, ladies and gentlemen. And so NBC, Fox, and CBS all coming on board as anticipated for the Big Ten today.
Yeah, it was to be expected. We talked about it when reports first came out that this deal might be in the works, and now it's official. 7 years, $7 billion.
That's a B.
With a capital B.
That's a big B.
Millions of dollars to each school. Coming very soon. It's the most lucrative deal in college sports. It's double what the SEC is right now, I believe.
Even though the SEC may be and is a better football conference.
CBS, NBC, Fox, FS1, and the Big Ten Network. That's where you're going to find Brad Nessler and Gary Danielson out of their element in Big Ten country calling a Saturday afternoon game. Not LSU and Alabama.
They will not be in T-Town after this year for Alabama games.
Danielson's a Big Ten guy.
He's a Purdue quarterback, yeah. Former Purdue quarterback. Keep that in mind. All knew this was coming down the line. We didn't know the specifics. Did not know the specifics on it. Fox will have most of the Big Ten football championship games, but it will rotate starting soon. In 2023, you're going to have NBC starting off with their Big Ten Saturday night, they are going to call it, and that will be the primetime game. NBC is going to have 14 to 16 games on broadcast television each year, Mark. Plus, keep this in mind, and this is a big part of this as well, although I thought it was going to be a little bit more, to be honest with you, as far as football is concerned. As far as Peacock, the NBC broadcasting stream, is concerned, they are going to show games as well, but it's going to be 8 regular season football games. So you got to think, what, one basically per week as far as the Big Ten Conference games are concerned? Is that what you're kind of thinking here? So if you are having a good season, you're probably not going to end up on Peacock. Is that, can I make that assumption?
I think so. Right now, you could have as many as 7 games on a Saturday, right? In the Big Ten season.
7 or 8.
But.
And more coming.
Yeah. So there's going to be some bye weeks thrown in there, but. Yeah, I think largely you're right. If you are having a good season, it's going to be on, you know, CBS, NBC, Fox, FS1, BTN, before you land on Peacock. So you're right. Fox gets 4 of the upcoming Big Ten Championship games, 2023, 25, 27, and 29. CBS will have the championship game in 24 and 28. NBC gets 1 in the 7-year deal. That'd be 2026.
319-366-1600. Now that it is official, what are your thoughts? Razorback Dale says only the SEC should be on CBS. Well, keep in mind, CBS, Mark, used to be the network for the Big Ten back in the day. You remember the 1985 number 1 versus number 2.
I kind of do.
Well, I kind of do, too. It was a CBS game with Brent Musburger and Eric Parseghian. And then CBS went over in a then big contract move to the SEC. And how things in history and in life are cyclical, Mark. The Big Ten back on CBS right now. How many times does Danielson mention Saban in the first game? Over-under is now set at 5.5, according to 8186.
You're in Columbus, Ohio, Gary.
Yeah. A few things about it. Number one, again, I want to see how the networks are going to share the big games. I mean, does Fox always get Ohio State, Michigan? That's usually the 11 o'clock game. It's not big noon kickoff now. Well, it's big noon Eastern time, but it's big 11 o'clock kickoff as far as Central time is concerned. Is that Ohio State, Michigan game always going to stay there for Fox to have? Question right there.
You could see it on NBC at night, couldn't you?
You could. I mean, if I'm NBC and I'm paying a gajillion dollars for this thing, I want Ohio State, Michigan a couple times.
Well, I don't know what the pecking order is.
I don't either.
Yeah.
That's what I would like to know as far as all that plays out. But you're going to have the Big Ten Network still showing quite a few games as far as football is concerned. You're going to have a few on Peacock. FS1 will now join the party as far as games are concerned. The other thing I want to wait for, Mark, is basketball. It was mentioned in passing today a little bit as far as the networks are concerned. Now, CBS has had Big Ten basketball on weekends, mainly Sundays during the season. They've also had the Big Ten conference tournament. That is going to continue. And announced today, Mark, CBS is now going to carry the Big Ten women's basketball tournament championship game for the first time. So that's good. That's something that probably should have been done a few years ago. So CBS is going to pick that up. By the way, every CBS game is going to be simulcast on their streaming service, Paramount Plus. So if you have that, you are in business right there. CBS will keep the Big Ten men's basketball tournament semifinals and the finals right there. As far as the other, NBC is not going to do any basketball as far as the NBC Peacock. Let me say, Big NBC. Now, Peacock is going to be in the basketball business.
Yes, it is.
47 regular season men's basketball games, 32 conference games, 15 non-conference, 30 regular season women's basketball games are going to be on Peacock. Like I said before, my biggest fear in all this is not football. Football is going to be fine. Football is going to be fine. How is this going to work for basketball? Are you going to see, with more teams in the Big Ten and more teams coming, you know expansion is coming down the line because it's built into the contract. More money is coming if more teams enter the conference. So put two and two together right there and read between the lines. I mean, are we going to start seeing triple headers? Are we going to start seeing perhaps 4:30, 5 o'clock tip-offs on Peacock at Carver Hawkeye Arena?
Check your local listings.
You're gonna see Sunday night games. You're going to see Sunday morning games. You're going to see unusual times, I think, as far as basketball is concerned.
That's okay, isn't it?
Except if you're going to games.
By the numbers you read off on Peacock and women's basketball, it seems like a lot of those games will be on Peacock streaming, more so than in men's basketball. Now, there's going to be some games on the Big Ten Network occasionally. Olympic sports will still be on the Big Ten Network, such as wrestling.
Wrestling. Wrestling will not be on Fox or NBC.
No, it has been. I'm thinking of the NCAA Finals. Have been on ESPN.
They've been on ESPN, yeah. Yes. Now, does that stay?
I don't know.
There's no mention of that. You think you throw out $8 billion, you may get, we'll throw in the wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great, great question. If anyone knows, I don't. I have not seen that on any of the media releases as far as wrestling is concerned. What's going to happen as far? Maybe ESPN has the national wrestling championships from NCAA. I don't know. Maybe they have the contract with them.
That could very well be. I don't know the answer to that. 25-23, what does this mean for Notre Dame football contract? That expires within the next couple years,
yes,
I think, doesn't
it? They still have a couple years remaining on that. And my guess is that it's not going to do anything. I mean, if Notre Dame wants to go to the Big Ten, Kevin Warren is welcoming you with open arms. If Notre Dame, and we heard from their athletic director last week, if they want to stay an independent, which sounds like, and again, this could change on an hourly basis, but it sounds like they want to stay at least at the present time as an independent, you're going to see Notre Dame playing. You're going to see Notre Dame playing afternoon games.
I think Notre Dame's home games have typically been on, what, 1:30 on NBC?
Yeah, right around there.
So that could
more
very
often.
Well lead in, not directly, but lead into NBC's nightly show and then the game that night.
Yeah. Ben from Cedar Rapids on the phone line here at 3:20, wanting to talk about Notre Dame as far as the contract is concerned. Ben, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. I guess somebody beat me to it because I was wondering how Notre Dame plays into this because, granted, they have a lot of day games, but what does that mean with 14 NBC night games? Does that mean Notre Dame doesn't ever play a night game on NBC again? Or is this a sign of things are already in the works and we just don't know? It kind of sounds like, you know, with the more expansion they're going to, that, you know, this could – maybe mean something, but I don't know. You guys tell me.
I think yes and yes.
Yeah, I do too. I really do.
I mean, Notre Dame, if they said, you know, at 4 o'clock today, they want to go to the Big Ten, there's a news conference at 5 o'clock that they're going to the Big Ten. I mean, there's no doubt about that. So I think this is the biggest golden opportunity for Notre Dame to get into the Big Ten that they have ever had. And if they don't do it this time, I don't think they probably ever go into the Big Ten. But as far as NBC and night games, no, you're not going to see Notre Dame on NBC at least for 8 years. Maybe on, you know, whatever, a different network if they're playing somebody else that has network ties to, you know, to ABC or ESPN or whatever. But you're not going to see Notre Dame at night unless they're playing a Michigan or something like that.
Yeah, that's true. If they're playing another, like, you know, in the off season, it's just kind of very interesting. It's almost like they're waiting on Notre Dame, and then once Notre Dame makes a decision, that's when they're going to scoop up those Pac-12 teams, which I see Washington, Oregon, and with the they're big on academics, so I could really see like Stanford. I don't know how crazy that sounds.
Ben, the Notre Dame NBC contract runs through 2024.
Doesn't it all? Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, Ben. Appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
3:22 here in the gym class on KGYM, 319-366-1600, as we talk and dive into the Big Ten's new media rights deal that was announced today, as it'll be a triple header of football on ESPN. Do we start seeing Friday night basketball games in the Big Ten? I got to say yes. I think this hurts. I think this is going to hurt wrestling a little bit, Mark, as far as televised wrestling is concerned. So I think you are going to. Friday night, the Big Ten tended to stay away from in basketball. There were a few games, especially non-conference, but especially with expansion coming, you got to throw games on Friday night, don't you, if you're the Big Ten?
Yeah, I haven't thought that all the way through, but, you know, as far as wrestling, it's usually Friday, Sunday type deal. Of course, it wouldn't affect the Sunday, say, Iowa-Penn State match or whatever it may be.
It could. It could. I mean, like I said, that's in the fine print that we were not provided.
Notre Dame this coming year only plays one Big Ten team this coming year. So we're not talking about the new TV contract.
Correct.
That's the opener at Ohio State.
At Ohio State. No Michigan-Notre Dame this
no.
year.
Mm-mm.
No Michigan State-Notre Dame. No Purdue-Notre Dame.
No.
That's a shame. But that's kind of the landscape we are living in right now. 324 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. 57-11, this contract will have a huge impact on schools paying for other sports. Maybe schools will bring back sports that were dropped due to lack of money. I would not hold my breath on that.
No.
Wisconsin's not bringing baseball back, ladies and gentlemen. And other schools are not bringing. Once they're gone, it is a rarity. I mean, I was bringing back swimming. But that was due to legal action, and like I said, it doesn't happen very often. Does not happen very often. 50-37, I agree. This hurts basketball the most. I can see paying for Peacock for a game, but to get another streaming service for, say, 4 to 5 months might not be a good thing. I'm going to say if you're a fan of Iowa women's basketball or Iowa men's basketball, you better get ready to look into Peacock in a couple years. And get ready for that Wednesday 4:30 tip-off with Iowa and Alcorn State coming your way at Carver.
I probably wouldn't watch that one anyway. I don't know.
319-366-1600 here at 326 on the Thursday edition of the show. Hopefully it won't come to that, but I think especially in the non-conference, you're going to see some. You're either not going to be on TV, or you're either going to be on the third sub-channel of the Big Ten Network, or you're playing at 4:30 or 4 or 5 or whatever the case may be. I think that's coming down the line. Perhaps, well, you'll see, is Iowa, you know, and Nebraska going to be lumped in with, as of right now, USC and UCLA for 9 o'clock starts? That's the only thing we haven't, the threshold we haven't come across yet in basketball. Could it happen? Could it happen? We'll see. Our friend Kevin Lehman, Mark, weighing in. When the Big Ten goes to 16 teams, he said, I would think you would see Friday night games, typically 8-game matchups in a 3-day window from Friday through Sunday. Yeah, I'm not a fan of Friday night games, but I'm not a fan of the Friday night football games, but they're here to stay.
You're going to get what you're going to get, Scott.
It's a brave new world. Brave new world. All right. Thanks for the interaction. Appreciate it. As we get ready to get it to Mark for an Evil Sideaway scoreboard, we'll do that coming up here in a moment or two. As we get ready to talk to Cole Barrett coming up here in just a little bit. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn follows us from 4 until 6. Just Todd today alone. He's solo. He'll have Shinedown tickets for you to win for their Planet Zero World Tour with special guests Jelly Roll and John Harvey. They're going to be in town on September the 6th. That's a Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. And find out more by going to our website for that at kgymradio.com. Well, 6429, Mark says, with the additional inventory, maybe a BTN2 channel will actually sign on full-time.
They've got two or three platforms, I believe, right?
They do, and I don't know all the ramifications behind it, or, you know, is that going to cost cable companies more money, or, you know, they've got the money now. Trust me, the Big Ten's got the money to put a BTN2 up there. I don't think there's any doubt. They could put a BTN7 up there if they wanted to.
I'm pretty sure I've seen in football seasons one on the Big Ten Network and then on one of the sub-channels at the same time. I could be wrong.
Occasionally.
About that. Yeah.
Occasionally that has happened. A full-fledged 24/7, 365 BTN2?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll get to Cole coming up in a bit, but throw it to Mark now for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue, Southeast in Cedar Rapids, across from Lindale Mall. They are next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's, open at 4. And stop on by. Delicious food at Emil's, as well as a fully stocked bar. And find out more by going to emilshideaway.com.
Wednesday rib night, I highly recommend it.
Oh, good stuff.
In Major League Baseball, if you had the St. Louis Cardinals in the 13-run pool, they still have those.
No. They went away with probably the R generation.
Oh, look it up, folks. The Cardinals have beaten Colorado 13-0. That included a grand slam by Albert Pujols, his 690th of his career.
Needs 10 more, and it's going to be close.
In progress right now, Texas leading Oakland 8-3, bottom of the seventh inning. Your White Sox on the comeback, Scott, now only down 10-3 in the end of the fifth inning. Milwaukee leading the Dodgers 5-3, top of seven. The Cubs and Baltimore getting together. It's scoreless in the fifth inning. In the third, Arizona leading San Francisco 1-0. Second leg of the FedEx Cup playoffs and the PGA Tour are underway. It's the BMW Championships, Wilmington, Delaware. Right now, your leader, excuse me, Keegan Bradley, 7-under par. He leads Adam Scott by a stroke. Two back, Harold Varner, the second, third, Shane Lowry, Justin Thomas, and Russell Henley. Tampa Bay Buccaneers practice today. Former Iowa star Tristan Wirfs guarded off the field with what was described as a left core injury.
Never a good thing. We wish the best for Tristan.
Boy, Tom Brady might want to stay home if he's out for any
length
of time.
Things are unraveling in Tampa.
One last item, great news in the last 24 hours. Broadcaster Dick Vitale got word from his doctors he is cancer-free.
That's great news. Great news right there. No matter what your opinion of Dick is, he is college basketball. Cyclone Tim, Big Ten getting their billions, Big 12 still getting their $1 drinks at Casey's. Thank you, Cyclone Tim. We'll see what this does for the other contracts. Yeah. They're not going to be this lucrative. We know that. But I don't think ABC and ESPN are cowling in the corner by having the SEC.
They shouldn't.
Shouldn't be. I mean, it's pretty darn good league. 3:32. We're going to take a break. Colbert is going to join us after a look at the weather and break here on KGYM.
Meteorologist Garrett Hyde with a check of your forecast. As we head throughout the rest of our afternoon today, plenty of sunshine across eastern Iowa, temperatures rising into those lower 80s. Humidity won't be too bad either, but a little more noticeable than it was yesterday. Though overnight tonight, more clouds will continue to fill in with temperatures into the mid-60s. Though that'll also lead up to more shower chances as we head into Friday. There is a chance for a stray shower Friday morning, but our best chances start to arrive as we head into Friday afternoon and evening with a passing cold front moving into the area. I'm meteorologist Garrett Hyde, and that's your latest Iowa's News Now with a first forecast.
Good morning, boss.
Yeah, what's good about it? We're having computer problems again, and we can't get our work done.
Call the help desk?
You mean the hold desk?
Huh?
Every time I call, they put me on hold, or tell me someone will call me back in a couple of hours. We don't have a couple of hours.
We need to get our work done. We need help now.
Oh, in that case, you need to call IT Solutions. They don't have a help desk.
Then how do we get help?
IT Solutions continually monitors their clients' networks so they find and fix over 70% of their technology problems before they interrupt the workflow. If your current IT company says they do that, then why do they need a hold desk for you to call to tell them about your technology problems? With IT Solutions, on the rare occasions their monitoring misses something, when you call, you get help now, never a hold desk.
We need to get our work done.
Learn more online at WeNeedHelpNow.com.
WeNeedHelpNow.com.
Refresh your home with 11% off the perfect door update from Menards. Mastercraft makes great doors inside and out. Choose from the best in-stock selection, including pre-finished doors, or design your door your way with our door designer and get free shipping to the store in approximately 7 days. All Mastercraft interior and exterior door systems are 11% off. Good through August 21st. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Shine down in 3, 2, 1.
Cut the cord!
The hottest rock band in the universe. Shine Down, Planet Zero World Tour. September 6th, Alliant Energy Powerhouse.
It's about to get...
With special guests, Jelly Roll and John Harvey. Shine Down. On sale now at creventslive.com. Planet Zero, out July 1st.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Back in the gym class here in KGYM. Thanks for joining us here on this Thursday. Appreciate it here at 3:35. We've been talking about the Big Ten's new media rights deal and more from Kevin Lehman. More interesting will be, he says, when the Big 12 goes to their 16-team league in 23 and 24. Big Ten 12 traditionally likes every team to play on a respective Saturday. For 1 year, Big 12 may have 8 games on a Saturday. Says be ready for games on ESPN News and ESPN Plus. A lot more on Saturdays in the Big 12. Yeah, the trickle-down effect. We'll see how it all plays out right there.
Could be Kevin on the call. You never know.
I hope it is. And a lot of Missouri Valley conference games as well. Speaking of Missouri Valley, Cole Bear joining us. Does a terrific job covering the UNI Panthers for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Read his stuff there and give him a follow on Twitter at Real Cole Bear, joining us here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class as we get ready for UNI football as the Panthers open the season in Colorado at Air Force on Saturday, September the 3rd. And Cole, how you doing? Ready for football?
Yeah, guys, absolutely ready for football. We've had a little preseason football to watch, but that doesn't quite do it for me, and I don't think it quite does it for about anybody. So ready for the real thing to get going here soon.
Yeah, and well, the first thing is you and the rest of the folks got a sneak preview, a chance to take a look at some of the new digs as far as the Unidome is concerned and what Mark Farley and the Panthers are very proud of, and kind of tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah, so they've got a new team meeting room, and it's in the northeast corner of the Unidome. There's those luxury suites that are behind the north field goal, and basically just right over there to the right of it is where they've tucked in this team room, and it looks just like those other luxury suites, but as you might imagine, it's kind of a auditorium or a mini auditorium setup, if you will, and they've got some big leather back chairs in there that can fit guys of the size of a football player. And then they've got big televisions in there, and they can split the room in two for offense and defensive meetings. It's the first room on campus in history that's strictly been designed for the entire football team to be able to meet in. So it's a very productive new resource for Mark Farley to have available for his team. And then something that's been around since about the middle of last season, but for the first time now, the Panthers have been able to have it available to them for preseason camp is their outdoor turf practice facility, a really safe surface that they can practice on. And I think it's shown up already with the lack of soft tissue injuries and ankle turns and things of that nature that the Panthers have not experienced in this camp as opposed to years past. So just what both of those new resources, new facilities do for the program logistically and in recruiting and other areas, you would think that in some way will show up on the field.
Cole, really interesting schedule in my mind. No Iowa, no Iowa State, no number one North Dakota State, but still a daunting one nonetheless, right?
Yeah, it's a really tough schedule, even though those teams aren't on it. Air Force brings so much back from a quality team that they had a year ago, just the way they play. They're always tough. Of course, you're playing at altitude as well, which is another factor that can't go overlooked. And then in week two, they go someplace they haven't been before because North Dakota is so new still to the Missouri Valley Conference. They're one of these teams that comes on the Panthers' schedule while a North Dakota State falls off for a couple of years. So they got to play conference football in week two and go on the road to Grand Forks, North Dakota, unfamiliar territory. So it's kind of hard to really prognosticate too much or speculate too much about how that could go. And then you've got the Big Sky champion, Big Sky Conference champion in week three, albeit working in the Panthers' favor. They get him at the Unidome, but that's always a tough game against the Hornets. And thankfully last year they were able to get a brilliant second half from Theo Day at quarterback to help them win that game, which was, I think, ultimately the game that snuck them into last year's playoffs at 6-6. So it's such a tough stretch there to start the season, even though, like you mentioned, there's not an Iowa State on the schedule and not a North Dakota State.
You mentioned Theo Day, and that's one of the topics to start with here as far as the 2022 version of the Panthers. Theo Day in as the quarterback, but getting battled a little bit anyway by Morrissey behind him. And it's Day's job, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Day's job, short of injury or, just a real lack of performance that I think would be shocking to everybody in scrimmages. It's his job to lose, and rightfully so. Considering the circumstances last year where he transferred in late, got thrown into the mix in week two when he was new to his teammates, new to his coaches still, new to the playbook, for what he was able to do, given the real lack of a nuanced feel for all those things I mentioned, I think it was a pretty good body of work, and it makes sense that, he's the front runner to keep that job, even though they brought Matt Morrissey here for a reason. He's a talented young guy as well, but I think what's going to be most interesting is this offense is going to be quite a bit different, and they're going to try to push the ball down the field with Bodie Reeder as their passing game coordinator. So Theo Day is going to be asked to do more, and I think over the first 2-3 weeks, that's going to be a really important time for him to cement himself as the unquestioned starter.
As you know, Cole, transfers are sprinkled all over this two deep, and it appears that they're going to have some impact at wide receiver, defensive backfield. How about some of the more impactful transfers that you anticipate?
Yeah, I think Cordarius Bailey from Iowa State is a transfer that should get quite a bit of playing time, whether it be inside at defensive tackle or perhaps playing defensive end, maybe in some three-man fronts that I think they'll mix in as well with their 4-2-5 set on defense. There's got to be some impact that'll be felt in the defensive backfield from transfers, even though it seems like that there's enough returnees that are doing a good job in camp here to nail down jobs. Both cornerback spots were open, but Stephon Black and DeMarcus Governor, along with Edwin Dearman and at the nickel, they're all returnees. They're not transfers. They look like they're in line to be the starters, but Mark Farley and his staff, they brought in 5 upperclassmen transfers that are either cornerbacks or safeties. So I think it'd be a shock not to see at least one of those guys get on the field in a pretty regular fashion and make – If you're playing in Mark Farley's defensive backfield, you're probably going to be able to make a difference in the game. So I think that's something I keep an eye on. And then certainly a wide receiver, like you touched on, Desmond Hudson from Iowa, battling a little bit of an ankle injury, but they expect to have him back soon. Mark Farley said he looked really good in spring. Peter Odebolk from Minnesota, Mark Farley said he's having a really good camp. Devil Washington from West Virginia is among those competing. And all those guys have good size, too. So I thought it was maybe most interesting with regard to the wide receivers that Mark Farley said on Media Day. We don't just have to find our 5 best receivers. We got to find 5 great receivers because of the way that the offense is designed and the way it's supposed to operate. And typically Mark Farley's talking about linebackers or defensive backs when he has a comment like that. So I thought that really stood out to me.
Colbert joining us here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM to preview UNI football. And Cole, the running game was better last year. Still not up to where Mark Farley would like it. What's that looking like going into 2022?
Yeah, that's an interesting one because Dom Williams is back. Vance McShane is back. Both of those guys were good last year. Hard to say that they were great, not to take anything away from them. Both of them were good. And perhaps Ryan Clanton is the run game coordinator working with Bodie Reeder. Perhaps maybe the scheme is able to elevate the run game a little bit more this year than last year as we saw that improvement from the backfield. But they do have some challengers that I think there's going to be snaps for a third running back. And it sure seemed like the formula that worked best for the Panthers last year was to get three different running backs going and, you know, identify the situations in the game where it's best to have each different one out on the field. And so when it comes to that third back, Harrison Bebui, who was at Eastern Illinois, is a transfer from there and originally was graduated from Bettendorf. He's a big physical runner that I think is what they need as a complement to Dom Williams and Vance McShane, who are more kind of shifty move backs. And then also to a Kansas transfer and Amari Pesek Hickson, who's got some good size too, 6 foot, nearly 240 pounds. So I think that's probably what they're looking for is one of those two to emerge. And then I think, like I mentioned, that perhaps finding that new third guy and combining it with some scheme change can get that running game to where it needs to be. It doesn't necessarily need to be great, but it needs to at least be good, if not a little bit better than that, because, you know, this new offense, life will be a lot easier if they can get the play-action pass going.
Cole, how do you replace a guy like Trevor Penning, number one or first-round draft pick? Is it with another Penning?
Yeah, his younger brother is going to play left guard. He hasn't kicked out to tackle. I don't know if he ever will or not. He's certainly got the size, too. I don't know. I don't have all the details on maybe if his arms are a little short to play out there at tackle. But Matthew Vanderslice is one of those COVID seniors where he had taken a medical redshirt earlier in his career. So he's a sixth-year senior. You know, we've got a lot of those bouncing around college sports right now. He's one of them. And so he comes with an incredible amount of experience. He's battled injuries throughout his career. But when he's been healthy, he's been an impactful offensive lineman. And you've seen that at times where the Panthers get in the red zone and, they'll run right up the middle behind a Matthew Vanderslice when he's played all over the line, you know, whether it be a guard or a tackle. He's 6'7". He's got great size. It's crazy how Mark Farley and his staff continue to find these guys for everything that a Matthew Vanderslice, you know, lacks in accolades and name recognition. He checks the boxes in terms of size and ability. Ryan Clanton and Mark Farley, I'm sure, have a lot of trust in him. So it may not be some young phenom that's stepping in. But Jared Penning will be at left guard, and then he'll be flanked by Matthew Vanderslice, who, like I mentioned, I think he's more than capable and very well could have a great season protecting Theo Day's blind side.
Mark Farley smiles from ear to ear when you talk about linebackers. He's really smiling this year because UNI's got two of the best in the country.
Yeah, they really do. If you want to look at this duo of Spencer Cuvelier and Bryce Flater, through a magnifying glass and try to pick at anything, they might just be a half step slow of being, you know, All-American types or the type that could perhaps be able to stick at the NFL level, but they're right beneath that. They are very, very good linebackers. Cuvelier and Flater have been playing together for a while now, so there's sort of that, you know, intangibles that exist there with for everything that they bring to the table with their physical skills. They're also bringing a lot to the table at this point in their careers with their mental tools. And Mark Farley is, as you might imagine, very aware of that and just how much that means to his defense that is by all means not an easy defense to grasp. So, you know, for losing a Jarrett Brinkman and losing both of your starting cornerbacks, you got to feel good that you've got your linebackers returning, and they're guys that really help everybody be organized before the ball is snapped.
What would be a good outcome for you and I this year, Cole? Is it 7, 8, 9 wins?
I think it's a schedule where if you're a fan, you're expecting at least 7 wins, and you could fairly talk yourself into 9 wins. I think it's going to be interesting to see what South Dakota State looks like, because they lost a handful of coaches off a staff that had pretty much all been together for quite some time here when they've been on a really good run of success. I mean, if it wasn't for North Dakota State just having this completely unprecedented dynasty, South Dakota State is right there. I mean, they've been such an impressive program for, you know, a decade plus now. But the thing is, those tough games against the South Dakota State, against the Missouri State, you and I get both those teams at home. And then you start conference play on the road, which is, if you had to pick it, you'd rather go play a Western Illinois on the road. You know, you would rather probably, if you had to choose with respect to South Dakota, go to Vermillion and play them. You get to play in a dome just like you do at home. And you've got a non-conference game in the middle of October against Utah Tech, a team that just recently made the jump from Division II to FCS. So, yeah, absolutely. It seems like a schedule. They very well should be able to win 7 games if this offense takes hold and gives them what they're expecting out of it, or at least something close to it. I don't think 9 wins is out of the question.
It's a doable schedule, certainly, and it's a lot better to go to Grand Forks on September the 10th than it is on November the 10th.
You could say that again.
Yeah, not a real cold weather unless something strange happens for you and I. So that's a good part of the schedule right there. Hey, Cole, appreciate the time, and we'll keep up with you and I through you on Twitter and at thegazette.com. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
All right. Cole Bear joining us to talk you and I football here on a Thursday edition of The Gym Class. Quick break. We'll come back and have more for you after this.
Okay, Max is out with his friends. He's had a few drinks, and now he's ready to go home. Does he A, risk getting pulled over and hurting himself and someone else by getting behind the wheel? Or B, get someone to drive him? Let's watch. It looks like Max is taking out his phone. He's finding his rideshare app. He's getting a ride. Way to go, Max. Way to go. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
We need to hire for another position. No problem. It's not like I'm already trying to juggle 5 job sites, screen candidates, schedule interviews, and, you know, do my job.
You've had it, and we get it. JobFunnel simplifies your search. Fill out info once, and we post it to all the big job sites. JobFunnel makes it easy to prioritize applicants, keep track of things, even send bulk email responses, all from one streamlined hub. Go to KZIA.com and click on JobFunnel to get started. Breathe. JobFunnel's on it.
If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business, especially in today's economy. But over 31,000 businesses do know their numbers because they use NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your financials, planning, budgeting, and inventory, so you can manage risk and improve margins. Everything you need, all in one place. See why NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system. Right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/greeny. netsuite.com/greeny.
Certain people just make life easier. For instance, your best friend who always brings you dinner when you're stuck working late. It's like if you need to grow your business, ZipRecruiter makes hiring easier because they do the work for you. ZipRecruiter's technology finds the right candidates for your job, and you can invite your top choices to apply. It's no wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated hiring site based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of January 1st, 2022. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/greeny to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/greeny.
Our thanks to Cole Bear for joining us. If you missed any part of our conversation, you can get that by visiting our podcast, available at KGYMRadio.com, Apple, or Spotify. You and I schedule, Mark, you mentioned it, and it's unusual, but I think that's kind of the way it is now in FCS. 3 of the first 4 on the road, then 4 in a row at home.
Right.
That rarely happens. And then two of the last three on the road, but not a real cold weather game. At Air Force to start off, then at North Dakota. First time you and I will go to Grand Forks. Sacramento State at home for the home opener, and that's a really good FCS team. You and I won out at Sacramento last year. They get Western Illinois and Macomb, certainly a winnable game. Western Illinois trying to put the pieces back together. Indiana State at home should be a winnable game. Illinois State at home, that Utah Tech game at home. They are new to 1AA football, FCS football. And then big one October 22nd, that is Missouri State. That's Bobby Petrino. And a lot of people think Missouri State might be the favorite this year in the Missouri Valley Football Conference. They got a ton back for the Bears. So that should be a very entertaining game. At Southern Illinois on October the 29th in Carbondale. And then South Dakota State, which could have a ton on the line on November the 5th. And then an off week.
Yeah, that's odd.
That's weird, too. And then they close out the season at the Dakota Dome, taking on South Dakota up in Vermilion. So it's an unusual schedule for UNI football this year.
Cole made a good point. North Dakota State has really dominated this league and FCS for a while. But South Dakota State, not far behind.
No.
They've been in the last couple championship games, right?
Yes, they have. The Jacks are a very good program, and of course they'll be at Kinnick Stadium on September the 3rd at 11 o'clock to kick things off against the Iowa Hawkeyes. Iowa State opening against SEMO, Southeast Missouri State, coming up on September the 3rd at a 1 o'clock kickoff. We're going to publicize the heck out of that. 1 o'clock kickoff. And we've got Iowa State football, of course, for you again this year right here on KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, Mark, we're going to do this for our final edition of the year, of the summer, of our summer series of discussions. We're going to open up tomorrow for the football fans out there. What are you expecting in 2022? Pro, college, high school, doesn't matter. What are you expecting? Your predictions on what is going to happen in 2022 in the world of football. We're going to talk about that tomorrow.
I'm predicting somebody from Central Iowa will sign an NIL deal. No, it sounds like fun to me.
By the way, Ben Keeter, not saying that he has signed an NIL, is going to be welcome home tonight at City High at Little Hawk Arena at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, yep.
If you would like to take part in that. 7 o'clock tonight down at City High. He will be back and then probably at practice and the scrimmage that they have tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
I would not sell himself short as far as that is concerned. All right, good show, Mark. We will do it again tomorrow at 3.
Sounds great. Talk to you then.
All right. You've been listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way next.
Welcome back to Earth, folks. We hope you enjoyed your 8.5 minutes in orbit.
Technology lets you vacation in space, but to get work done on Earth, you need more than technology. You need CDW to design and manage a Cisco hybrid work solution that delivers the same secure network experience to all your satellite offices. And with consistent connectivity that empowers your team, they can collaborate from any space.
And no, you can't keep the helmet.
Cisco makes hybrid work possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/cisco.
Need an appliance? Shop the new appliance truckload event at Lowe's, going on now. From refrigerator.